third, the parasha of Kriyas Yamsuf. So Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe Rabbeinu about the water. There wasn't Mayim Lishtais, it was all bitter. The Pasuk tells us, Vayireyu Hashem Eitz, Vayashleich El HaMayim, Vayimtiku HaMayim. So I saw some people, some Darshanim or Aymed. It's interesting that the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't give him other sweet water. He took this Mayim Hamorim and made this Mayim Hamorim Gufa into Mayim Mesukim. So I'd like to know exactly what the Oymek of that is. Now, exactly. So now the Targum Unkelus teaches the Pasuk very interestingly. That's Vayoyrehu. Vayoyrehu can mean one of two things. Either he taught him or he showed him. Right? Vayoyrehu va'achvile means he showed him an Ilon Morir, a bitter tree, dear Dufnit, the type of tree. V'kosev alo shmo rabba v'yikira, and he wrote the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaGodl, the Shem Hashem on it. V'tolak l'gavmaya, and he threw it into the water. So now that the Ramban already brings today is this tree, Vayereyu Eitz, Vayashlech El HaMoyim, was it a tree that was bitter, or was it a tree that was sweet? Right, so he has a tzad, it was a tree that was sweet, and that sweetened the water, and then he has a tzad that was bitter, and it was a nes betach nes. That not only did you turn bitter water into sweet water, but the thing that turned it was something itself that was bitter. So nes betach nes. You have to understand maybe what the inyan of this nes betach nes is, and what's the? How do we understand this? That you put a Shem Hashem on a piece of wood and you put it in, and the thing gets sweet. What are we supposed to learn from that? So for that, we have to go back to last week's parsha. Last week's parsha, in the Makkah of Choshech, says L'chol b'nei Yisrael haya oyer b'mayshvaisa. Oyer b'mayshvaisa. The Chido in Achal Kedumim brings B'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the Seifei Teva is the end of the words of Ulechol B'nei Yisrael Hoya is Laila. And what's it coming to teach us? That the Oyer, that during the Shloshes Yemei HaAfela for the Mitzrim, the Oyer that was light for Klal Yisrael, Hoya Meir Yom V'Laila. Just like the Choshech was a Choshech Yom V'Laila for the Mitzrim, the Oyer of the Eden at that time was an Oyer Yom V'Laila. Also there was an Oyer even V'Laila. So you have to know what's that coming to show us. But that's what he learns from this, that in the Pasuk V'Lechol B'nei Yisrael Oya Oyer B'mesh V'Yisob is Merum as Laila. Because even V'Laila there was also Oyer. Even V'Laila there was also Oyer. The Havana of this thing is as follows. There's a Yesod that's brought many, many times. The Yisayid of the Chedusha Arim, which the Sfasemes brings countless times. It sounds good, it's easy to remember. That the Asara, we know that the Eilam Mazeh was Nivra B'Asara Mamoros. Right? Then there's Asara Sadibras, right? And there's Eser Makas. He says the Asara Mamoros changed, were made into Asara Sadibras al Yedei the Asara Samakas. Al Yedei the Eser Makas. What that means. What that means is as follows. The Eser Mamorois, when the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world, the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all physical. It's all the physical aspects of the world. Chayeshech, trees, grass, animals. It's all the physical aspects of the world. But who created that? The Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom's Kulei Ruchni. The Rabbeinu Shalom's Kulei. That means, but in this thing, it was made in such a way for us. Right? So everything other than the what you see part is behester, is hidden. You don't see that. So Asara Mamoris, all you saw was the end game, just the physical aspect of it. You didn't see that the real teichen of each thing is Kedusha, the inherent Kedusha, the inherent Kvod Hashem, the Tzivui of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, B'dvar Hashem, Shamayim Nasu, that all the time, that the whole world is constantly because of the Ratzon Hashem is what's Mekayim, but that you don't see. See a tree, you see a tree. Aseres ha-dibrois, the Sfasemes teaches, dibrois, dibir is meloshen manig, being noyeg, leading. He says, the Sfasemes, where does the loshen come? He said a couple times. He's, the pasuk says, "Davar echod l'dor." There's one manhig for a dor, the shayrish of Dalet Beis Reish. And there's a zayar he brings in Parshas Veschanan, in the pasuk v'dibarta in Krishma v'dibarta bam b'shivtcha v'secha v'lechtcha v'derech. V'dibarta bam means you'll take the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, take the kedusha and take the divrei Torah and lead them into b'shivtcha v'secha, into everything that you do. Bring them into everything that you do. All myself should be al pi hakadosh baruch hu v'avdu al yigeh Hashem yisbarach v'achdusay v'avasay. They should all be l'shem shamayim itaychus. It's also a lashon that we say. There's another pasuk until yad ber amim tachteinu. He'll lead nations under. Yeah, but that's this lashon. The aseres adibrois take the asara mamorois back to the shayrish. The aseres adibrois are the kedusha content. That's the world. That's Torah, right? The yisaidus of Torah is aseres adibrois, bris of Torah. That's megala. That's what the shayrish of asara mamorois is. What's really mekayim the oilam is the rotzon Hashem, the etzem pure unadulterated rotzon Hashem. That's the aseres adibrois. How it manifests itself in physical terms to have in this world is asara mamorois. And how did that happen? What was megala the shayrish of the mamaris that it's really rotzon Hashem, it's really kedusha? That was al yedei the yeser makas. Let's see if the cheshbon, which ones? That I don't know about the cheshbon. Each one of the makas was megala one of the mamaris, the kedusha shebay, and that's connected to one of the aseres adibrois. One of the aseres adibrois is the transformed one of the mamoris, which was transformed al yidei, that it was nizgala the rotzon Hashem al yidei one of the makas. That's the math. Dusharim says a very interesting thing. Dusharim says the shloisha makas achroinos, the three last makas are connected the gimel makas and gimel mamoris arishonos. The three last makas came to be megala of the first three mamoris. Choshech, that it was makas choshech, it was choshech al pnei tzahoyim. The choshech is keneged al choshech al pnei tzahoyim. Vayehi oyer v'lechol b'nei Yisrael ha'oya oyer. That's the vayehi oyer. That's the vayehi oyer. Right? Okay, l'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'oya oyer. That's up. That's the oyer. That's the vayehi oyer. That is shows that the oyer is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing it, where you saw klord on Hogas Hashem. In the Hanhogas Hashem of Choshech for the Mitzrim and Oyer for the Eden, you saw very clearly the Hanhogah of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Balabas over here, right? So that gives the Kedusha element into the Vayihi Oyer, that it's a Kedush Nika thing. So Kedusha Rim, V'achar Kachoya Makas B'chayreis, and afterwards it was Makas B'chayreis, V'hoya Gil in Makas B'chayreis was such an of the ultimate Gilu Shechina, V'hoya Gilu Shechina Neged Maimer Breishes. That's Neged Breishes. Shows the whole Gilu Shechina that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam the whole world. Zoktech Dusha Arim, Umishom Nishave Choshech. Why was Choshech made in this world? Kidei Sheyiyah Metzius L'Hoylom Ois Ad Oylom Ho'asiyah. I mean, so in our world, in Oylom Asiyah means where you have a Bechira and you can choose Toiv and Ran, there's a Metzius of Choshech. That's why he made Choshech. For the purpose, Ach, Shetzorech HaYisraeli L'Haker. Doesn't mean in Israeli. Lahakir shehakayil meita yisbarach, right? To be makir that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'yoytzer oyer ubayrei chayshech. V'chol hameniyos v'hachashechos shenageya lenefesh. Even the chashechos, when you think you've been abandoned, hakayil hu meita. It's all from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'kasher yovin zayis, and when a person understands that, yeitze mechayshech el oyer godl. V'zeh hoya b'shloisha makas ha'achreinus. U'lekach kol bar Yisrael, every Yid, yuchal lohosir b'avaydosoy v'emunosoy. A Yid has a kayach to get rid of the chayshech mimaycha v'liba v'nishmasa v'oz yira v'yovin ho'emes v'tichle v'teitze nafshe. So he touches up. He touches up that the gilui of the oyer. What does it tell us? The oyer and the chayshech. What is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam showing? That the chayshech is be'etzem a covered oyer. The chayshech is be'etzem also from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It was put here in this world for you be able for people to be able to be baicher b'tayv and turn it to ayir. But that's what the whole chayshich is. The chayshich is not the thing in itself that bad, because there is no bad from the Rabbi Nishalal. It's all good. So that's the chayshich itself is me'ita yisbarach. And when you understand that yetsim chayshich elar gol, then you understand that your matzav of chayshich, you're also just as close to the Rabbi Nishalal. Your matzav of chayshich with the Rabbi Nishalal is also a matzav of ayir. Ayir is ever present. The Ur is ever present. That's the Hesber in the Chido, B'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. That when it was Chayshech for Mitzrayim, even B'yayim, it was Ur to Klal Yisrael, even B'layla. What's that coming to teach us? That even in a time of Chayshech, Chayshech is really Ur. Even when there is Chayshech, it's night, and it's meant to be night. Right, for the goyim, for Mitzrayim was kaifer and everything. Even when it's meant to be day, it's night because they have nothing. But for a yid, even when it's night, it's day. Even when it's night, it's day, because night is be'etzem also the same Ratzon Hashem. Night is the Ratzon Hashem, which you have to realize is from the Rabbi Nishalem. And if you do, so then it that becomes the Ur. You've used that to become the Ur. That itself is. So it's the flip side of the goyim. The goyim is chayshech everything, even that which could have been ayir is also. They don't realize there's no connection. It's devoid of any connection to the Rabbi Nishalom. So it's all chayshech. And by yid, that everything is connected to the Rabbi Nishalom, everything is ayir, not chayshech. Even that appears in this world to be chayshech, on a deeper level, it's ayir. On a deeper level, and you have the kayach to change it from chayshech to ayir. He touches up with that, and that chidush arim. The Zohar in the beginning of Parshas Bo, he says something that L'chayr has nothing to do with the Parsha. Brings the Pasuk. It brings the Pasuk of... Ashrei Om Yodei Sruah Hashem Ba'er Panecha Yaleichu. What does that have to do with the Makkos? What does that have to do with the Bishyam? Anything. Trua is to break. Right? When you're in a matzav of chayshech, Ashrei Om Yodei Sruah. Klal Yisrael has the kayach to break the chayshech. Klal Yisrael has the kayach to see that the chayshech is not an end in itself. The chayshech is just a guise for the ayir. It's something that you're meant to do for the ayir to get to the ayir. Ashrei ha'om yoidei srua. They know how to break the chayshech. Hashem ba'ayir panecha yahalechu. They go with the ayir. Wherever Klal Yisrael goes, they have that ayir. That's the hamshech of the parasha with the makas with chayshech with that. Okay. Ad kan, what the Chidush HaRim said. What the Chidush HaRim said over there. On this thing, yeah, the punkt, after I saw this and I thought about this, we were in a certain place, and the rabbi from that place came out and tells us a story about it, an amazing story. It was in this ball. I sit there every time I think about it. An old lady, I used to see this old lady, asked her, "How you doing?" She says, "Can't be better." Now, background information, this lady lost her whole family in the Holocaust. She came to America, got married, had one older son, who was already an adult son, got Yenna Machla and died. Right? This lady suffered Shiva Madura Gehenna. This guy comes and asks her, "How you doing?" "Couldn't be better." He says, "What do you mean couldn't be better? You lost your mishpacha. You lost that. How come it couldn't be better?" So she said in Yiddish, I'll just, if you get it, if not, I'll translate it. What do you call it? As the Eibishter wollt gekent sein besser, wollt der Eibishter gemacht besser. The Rabbi Nishalem is kulei toiv. If it could have been better, haray, the Rabbi Nishalem would have made it better. If the Rabbi Nishalem didn't make it better, then this, for me, for now, is the best it could be. It can't be better. If a person goes through life, that's this thing. Chayshech is not chayshech. Chayshech is the Rabbi Nishalem. If the Rabbi Nishalem isn't out to get you. Right. God ain't out to get you. Right? The Rabbi Nishalayim is kulei toiv. If you have something, that's because that's what you have to have. Can't be better. Because if it could be, it would be. That's the darga of Amunah that we have to strive for. That's this idea that there's no chayshech. Chayshech is our. Night is a time of chayshech. It's an apparition of chayshech. But it's really our. That's That's the taich here. When you take, what does that mean? If you look in the teichen haruchni of something, in the shayrish of the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's toiv. There's no bad. There's no mar. There's no bitter. Everything's sweet. Everything's good. Everything's wonderful. Right? Down here, it metamorphosizes in what they call the mitztamtzeim for this world to get to a matzav of bechira. We are physical people. That's all we can be masik b'asher. The mayim was mayim mar. Right? That rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shalom that's mekayim this mayim marim, is it bitter? It's good, but right? But here it's not. Zok te targum unkelis, what did you do? You took, we'll see about the nes b'teich nes in a minute, but what did you do? You wrote the Shem Hashem. What's the Shem Hashem? We don't have any perception. Our highest level of understanding of the Rabbeinu Shalom does not, cannot, and is usher to even think about extending to the real mahus of what the Rabbeinu Shloim is. That's written all over. It's far all over. The biggest darga that we can get to is Sheamus of Rabbeinu Shloim. What are Sheamus of the Rabbeinu Shloim? All of them, even the Shem Havayah. All the Sheamus are just how, what is evident to us. How do we see the Hanhoga of the Rabbeinu Shloim in this world? And that's how we describe it. That's what these things are. We see that this world must have been created by some by a hoya hoyveviyah, right? And it's mehave kol havoyas. That's the Shema Godel that it creates. It's the creation of everything, and everything sustenance is total ach v'rach dependent on that. That's the Shem Havaya. That's it. That's where it stops. Right? Then everything else is also lekimi, the sadin, these all things. Well, you see various hanhogas that you have from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world, how they relate to us. The ultimate Shem Havaya. You write that Shem Havaya, the Shem HaGodl. What's the Shem HaGodl? Mehave kol ha'avayas. It's the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we're, from where we see a Ratzon, a Ki'ilu, because by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam there's no Ratzonis. It appears in our Musig, a Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to create the world. That's pure Ruchni. And then it's mitztamtzem until it gets to our world. Take the Shem Hashem, but if you return this Mayim Amorim to its Shairish, where it came from, which is the Shem Hashem, the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that it should exist, the Shairish HaDvarim, it's not bitter, it's sweet. That's the idea, Dafka, of taking an eight. Why did it take an eight? That's Mar, an eight, because the Shairish of the eight, and that's the Nes B'teich Nes also. The Shairish, an eight has a Shairish and a branch, right? What grows out from here in this world is mar, but the shayrish of it is masak. That's where he's coming with this nes b'teich nes, is that's the Ramban. It's a nes b'teich nes. That nothing, even though everything that seems mar, you're putting a bitter thing into a bitter thing, and all of a sudden, with the Shem Hashem, and all of a sudden it becomes sweet. Why? Because not this and not this should become be bitter, really. Be'etzim b'makar, it's all for good. If you take that, it's a nest, but if you take that and you somehow are mekarev that to the shame, to the etz, to the havaya, to its retzoinus of the Rabbeinu Shalom to do it, which are ruchni, that elevates it. That's where this mesikus comes from. That's the yesod of the mesikus amayim. There's another mahalach which the Chido also brings from somebody, Chaim Masanach, a different sefer of his. The Chido brings that, that's probably going with the other side of the Ramban, that it was sweet. It was an eitz from a super sweet eitz from Gan Eden. So what do you mean? It was just extra sugar and it was enough to make all the water sweet. What was the difference between Gan Eden and us? Adam Harishon before the Chet, when he was in Gan Eden, even the physical world was a ruchnistic existence. He would have lived forever. There would have been no physical limitations. Everything, even physical things, were on a whole higher level beyond our comprehension, from which he was taken out, and that eventually Lachus Hayomim will come back. If you take an eighth from that, when it was still in the ruchnistic matzav, right? This is what it's supposed to be in a ruchnistic matzav, this sweet. You ke'ilu are mekar of this water to the initial ruchnistic matzav of Gan Eden, Kaidem Achet, Adam Arishon, Kaidem Achet. That's what makes it sweet. The aside is that you have to understand, Be'etzem, everybody has a kesher with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Everything in the Bria is, what do you call it? Everything in the Bria is Yitzer Oir Ubayrei Chayshich. It's all in that. It's not in past tense. It's in present tense. The Rebbe jumps constantly. Everything, the Bria exists constantly because of the Ratzon Hashem, which means that the Teichen, the Teichen Hapnimi of the Bria is Ruchnius. And Ruchnius is all Teif. So there can be no Ra. There can be no Ra. Chayshech is Oir. Right? Ma'imorim is Ma'im Mesukim. It's all a matter if you realize if you're like the Chedush HaRim wrote, that if a person is Hakol Meita, if Kol Amenias is only for us, V'Kasher Yovin Zeis Yeitzei Mechayshech El Oyer Godel. That was the Yehudim Haya Oyer B'Chol Moshvaysam. That it was Oyer Godel. Everything from the Rebbein Shalom is Oyer. That's absolute Oyer. No difference day or night. That's why even that. That's the Taich over there. Why even by night there was day? By night there was Oyer. And that's a darga that he says every Yid. If you realize that, you go with the Oyer. And if you go with the Oyer, you know, person, it's one feeling when you go on the road and you know where you're going, and it's another feeling when you're plunging in the darkness and tripping. We are never in the darkness. We're never in the darkness, because the darkness is be'etzim also the same Ratzon Hashem is there, and the same light is there. And when you have that hakara, then you're Yitzel or God. Ciao. Night.